COVID-19 has popped up again on the Coromandel Peninsula with a case in Whitianga. Meanwhile, the District Council is grappling with how to operate safely at the orange light under a mayor who has refused the Pfizer vaccine. I'm joined by Thames Coromandel Councillor Gary Gottlieb. Gary, to start off with, can you fill us in on this this new case? What can you tell us about it?
Well, we just received an email setting out that the person was double vaccinated and was not considered a risk and was self-isolating at home, just showing the benefits if you are vaccinated.
Yeah, well, that's good news. All right, on a different topic, the council's position on vaccinated and unvaccinated people, what are you doing around facilities, council facilities? What's the position?
Well, we've had something that came out yesterday, which is recommending that we have people who are vaccinated not to come into the council building. They've got a whole series of things, but particularly in regard to elected representatives, they, if they're not vaccinated, they will attend meetings by way of Zoom or some other form of video link.
So, Gary, you have to be fully vaccinated, two jabs, to enter council premises for a meeting then?
Well, that's going to happen supposedly by next Friday. But, of course, we have a council meeting this coming Tuesday, and I understand the mayor is coming to that meeting.
So what is your... Have councillors declared their vaccination status?
Yeah, everyone else, all the councillors are vaccinated, and all the councillors have passed a resolution unanimously that we supported the government's measures and the health department's measures to vaccinate. And the mayor said nothing about that, was silent and was presumed to accept that. But unfortunately, about a week and a half later, she attended an anti-vax meeting, which I found out about, and she got up on the stage and received a great round of applause, and she initially denied it, but then in the end she accepted she was there, but her wonderful right to be able to get out and do that. Now, the thing that disappoints me most, she is the only mayor in the country that's not supporting that vaccination, and that is nothing short of disgraceful.
So, Gary, is it your understanding that the Mayor, Sandra Gowdy, remains unvaccinated?
Absolutely.
So, why is it that the mandate to enter the council buildings is coming in on Friday rather than in time for your meeting next Tuesday?
Well, I make no comment. I have some ideas. But it's very disappointing indeed that that's the case.
And what kind of difficulties is that presenting then? How do you and other councillors feel about attending the meeting?
Well, I know some aren't attending, but of course there's some important business to happen. One would hope the mayor would attend in a different way by Zoom. You see, one of the things I've discovered as a first-term councillor, reluctant might I say, but someone got sick and I stood, was that you probably see with national politics, if you're not liked, you get rolled. But if you happen to be a mayor in the local government, you can't be got rid of. And you could probably think of a few names that people shouldn't be removed anymore. But the short answer is, even with the mayor having no confidence in councillors, we can't get rid of her. And she knows that, so she sits tight. And unfortunately, that's the way the system operates, and it shouldn't be that way.
Gary, your phone line's just slightly a bit dicky and crackly, but I do want to ask you, do you think that the mayor can do her job adequately from afar? If she can't enter council buildings because she's not double vaccinated, is she able to still do her job?
Well, I don't think she's doing it in the first place. But yes, even from further afield, no.
Appreciate
but she won't resign. She's made it quite clear. I will not resign. And she said this to many people. She won't say it to me because she won't talk to me. Well, that's all right. I'm quite happy with that.
Appreciate you joining us this evening. That's Gary Gottlieb, who's the Thames Coromandel District Councillor there.